隙間から青空が手招きしてる。 Alright, そろそろ行こうか。
Fix it.
Let's is everything plugged in?
Everything's
yes, it is.
Plugged in and turned on.
There, that should
there
fix it.
There we go. Okay, so now we have double A because I got my shit on. So
for some reason, it shut our mics off and switched us back to the normal audio, and I have the normal computer audio turned all the way down.
Ah, okay, that would do it.
That would have been great because people would be like, what are they saying? Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Now we're here.
So back to what I was saying a minute ago.
Yes.
Don't buy toilet paper, shit in the morning, and wash your ass in the shower so I don't fucking have to stab you with the fucking wooden spoon.
And fuck those hoarders for buying all the toilet paper.
So I guess I will repeat my joke. We've been on the verge of World War III for years on this planet. Now I'm going to tell you that it's not going to be between the superpowers of nations. The Third World War will be between... people with unwiped asses and those that bought the toilet paper. That's going to be...
Fling poo!
Also, thank you, Illinois, for a white St. Patrick's Day, I guess?
A fifth winter?
Yeah, we're on fifth winter.
Yep.
With the sixth and seventh and eighth winters still to come.
What are you doing, Shane?
Stretching.
Oh, you got to get your... mic arm warmed up. You gotta get it fucking.
Yeah, man, I gotta hold this thing so you can get quiet.
Technically, I need to as well since I'm holding cell phone, microphone, and change you to a soda.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you got to get those muscles stretched.
So, Nick is on his way over, I think. But see, we're in the middle of fifth winter, and Illinois can get really fucked up in a week that had all kinds of problems.
Right. No, the last
everything's
2 weeks,
closed. Everything's canceled.
Although, to be fair, one of the best things was Thursday. The soon-to-be mother-in-law here in the next couple of years came over to visit.
Also, just a reminder, in case, just to put it out there, YouTube will actually shut down our stream if we say
the name.
Don't say it.
Yeah.
Our show is very unscripted, so we have to put it out there. We have to remind ourselves we
not
can't
to
fucking say it. We can make all kinds of jokes, but if we say it directly and YouTube's algorithm picks up anything, and it's because YouTube builds automatic subtitles.
Yeah.
And if it catches that word, it'll shut your fucking stream down.
Yep.
I'm serious.
What word?
Yeah, that's one more.
Budweiser. Ah, shit.
Oh, I don't know the word, so I don't know the word.
Okay, good.
It's the word that's been surfacing around the internet that's shutting everything down.
Yep. Videos are being ripped
it's
down.
It's the reason
from
your
it.
Fucking life is canceled. YouTube yeah. has declared that they will not be supporting any news on said subject.
Oh,
be it yeah. no matter what the news is, and because of that, the algorithm is actually looking for that word and can shut our show down midstream.
Yep.
Oh, good thing I already posted a video earlier in the week for that stuff.
Yep.
Well, they might take that shit down. They've
yeah.
been taking it down like crazy.
Yeah. But I was going to say something. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, no, the only good thing to come out of all this bullshit is, like I said, on Thursday after the soon-to-be mother-in-law came over and we had dinner, when she left, we sat down and turned on Netflix and we ended up watching that I'm Not Okay With This.
Okay.
Holy fuck. Like, you guys need to watch that. It's a good fucking show.
I see.
Like, great fucking show.
This dude's eyes are wide and everything. It's a real show.
Well, I mean, when it comes down to it, like, the new season of Castlevania's out, it's good shit. The new season of Altered Carbon's out,
actually,
it's already known to be good shit.
Actually, like, I'm hearing that the third season did not go over well. In fact, I have another podcast that I'm somewhat associated with, and they're ready to literally bomb that third season. I think their entire
okay.
episode is going to be talking about how it was a letdown.
Okay, it is and it isn't.
I'm not calling their show out
right,
yet,
right.
And there's a reason because I'm probably going to be added to one of their episodes, and there's also another deal in the works that I may be on a completely separate show, basically a cross-promotion soon.
Right.
And if that all goes through, I'm not gonna say the names until I actually get any kind of real confirmation.
Well, the thing with the third season is the second ended so well that it literally could have been done there. But the guy that's writing it, and it's only one motherfucker that's writing this entire fucking show, that's the reason why Graham isn't there, is because he did not like him in the third game. He never used him. But he literally put the show into the game canon. That's kind of the reason why everybody's like, this is a big fucking letdown. No, it's not. If you like the fucking video games and you're not a fucking casual who said, oh, Castlevania? I played that game back when it was Symphony of the Night on the PlayStation. Have you played the first one on the NES? The second one on the NES? Which we don't really play all that much. The third one on the NES? The fourth one on the fucking Super? Did you play the fucking Game Boy games? Did you play the fucking Genesis games? Did you play any of the other fucking games other than Symphony of the Night? Because I fucking have. And they're literally pulling in the multiverse for this. That's the reason why the season isn't as good as the others.
Did you ever play the Sonya Belmont game? Or did you miss that one?
I think I might have missed that one. The only reason I was able to play some of the others was either emulation or all of these fucking game boxes coming out.
I completely understand. I was just curious because that's one that evidently the creator has been the reason... I read this small interview that said that the reason that he did... You know, the original creator went on and started doing successors like the Bloodstained and whatnot.
Right.
The reason that is a female protagonist actually deals with the fact that he made a set of games that featured Sonya Belmont. Mm-hmm. I think it's only one game, to be fair. And evidently it was meant to be a canon part of the story, and the game went over so poorly... Because of the system that it was on a Game Boy.
Right.
And it was right at the end of life, and it was punching into the next fucking generation of shit, and it was completely overlooked and didn't sell. He was forced to wipe her from continuity.
Right.
And he's always kind of been shitty about that, like he's not been too happy that he had to wipe out the female Belmont. So that was part of what made his decision when he made the successor game that she was going to be a woman. It was kind of like an homage to say... This time it's going to work.
Right.
And to be fair, that Bloodstain, holy shit, that is fucking good.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, okay, so slightly spoilers.
Why we're talking just random shit, just so people getting in know why we're doing this, we're trying to buy time for Nick. Nick said he was on his way right now.
But again, we're in Illinois, and Illinois is on fifth winter, so...
Travel can be a bitch.
Yeah, especially when I woke up at 7 a.m. and I literally had about 6 inches of snow on my fucking van and the roads weren't plowed yet. It's like, how the fuck is there already 6 inches of snow on my van and not a goddamn road is plowed? What are you guys doing? Worried about getting a disease from sitting in a truck too long?
No, they're worried about the sickness that must not be named.
Nick on the chat's like, I'm already here. What the fuck? We could go on.
Right.
The sickness that must not be named.
But we like
Disturbed. Yes, Super, I'm tending to notice that you are 100% a regular here. Yes.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
But what was I saying? Yeah, no, so to get slightly spoilerific... The captain became a fucking character. So they actually put the captain in the fucking in the show. I think he's from Bloodstain, if memory serves. They put Rondo of Blood, I think.
Yeah, because Bloodstain stands apart. It's
right.
It's the original creator and it's kind of a spiritual successor.
Right.
Like what Mighty Number 9 was supposed to become.
Right, which that still irritates the shit out of me because everybody said, I want Mega Man.
And
they made Mega Man.
He wanted X. They made a
this.
Carbon copy of Mega Man, essentially. It was even more to the idea of Mega Man because the whole hat change thing was supposed to be what was supposed to happen in the first game, but they couldn't do it on NES because it was too much memory.
Right.
So they just decided to swap his color palettes, and that worked for years, and we were all fine with it. And it wasn't until very recently that they were like, hey, remember that thing we were supposed to do? Like, memory's not really a big deal. Let's do that. Yeah. So they do it in Mega Man 11, and everybody's like, that's fucking awesome! And then he does it a couple years earlier with Mighty Number 9, and they were like, fuck you, bitch!
Yeah. But either way, so they did that. They brought in Legion as one of the fucking bosses. They actually put Cthulhu in there, which is fucking great. They actually, I can't think of his fucking name right now, and it's going to drive me nuts. The fucking, the sorcerer guy. They literally put him in
that's
there.
That's his car, though, right.
Because it's the guy from, damn it, the fighting game. The one that was on the Wii.
Oh, damn, that game fucking sucks.
Yeah, the Castlevania fighting game.
Oh, Castlevania Judgment.
Yes.
Sweet, my mic is on. Good.
Yeah, they put that dude into the fucking show so that way then they can fucking tie all of the games to the fucking show.
Wait, are you talking about Season 3 for Castlevania?
Yeah.
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
That's really most of, like, the worst of the spoilers is just a couple of characters that are in it.
Okay.
I'm not telling you what they're fucking doing. I'm just saying that's the reason why people feel Season 3 is such lackluster garbage. They moved the fuck away from the third game. Now they're trying to branch all the other games in and turn them into fucking canon. That way then they can keep this shit the fuck going.
That way they can fire them all out of the canon into the sun.
kind of, yeah. Well, either way, Nick's here so we can start Kamen Riders.
Okay.
So around the room.
Standing Nick?
I know.
Yeah, I gotta go grab my chair. I was looking around. Yeah. I was like, where the fuck's my chair?
We don't put that
fucking
thing in here.
Yeah, we don't put that thing in here.
I don't even put that thing together when you're not here.
So I've noticed.
Damn right.
I'm the only one that can sit in that motherfucking chair.
Although, to be fair, I think Spencer might be in it.
I don't have the same... I
saw it as I was coming up the stairs.
I don't have the space I had, so that chair sits in a corner now.
Fair enough. Well, either way, let's go around the room and we can get the thing started so Nick can go grab a chair, because that'll take all of, like, a minute tops.
Rep Lloyd Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott, Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And Nick, the late guy. I'll be back.
Fireworks!
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
No, I shut my mic off. That's true. God damn it. Now I can think of is there was an episode of De Crew with Takahata and that. And literally, Edward Bosco was on there, and they all thought that he shot his computer because he dropped his mic and it made like a gunshot sounding noise.
All right, so.
While Nick is constructing a chair.
A little bit of fun information for this episode.
This chair sucks to put together, yeah.
No, that's not fun information. Yeah. The fun information is
fun for Bill.
If the pictures suck, it's the fans' fault.
Yes. For the first time, and we've tried to do this before, and it didn't work out. It was no malice or anything like that. It just simply didn't work. We had problems. But this time, we actually put this episode together by fan contribution. So it's a different monster. This time, a fan sent us these images.
So and which fans?
Fan,
that way I know who to take a lot of points off of.
A fan is responsible if the images suck and or are wrong.
So again, I need to know who I need to deduct several billion points off of.
Well, first off, if we tackle these two writers today, it's by the same person.
And okay. That is?
Let me see if I can go back, because I sent it to Bill.
Yes, I do remember that, but I'm not going to pull it up while we're on the computer.
Okay. Kamen Rider Ride and If We Get to Ghost Today are both by Shankar, a.k.a. Mr. Creepy Joe. Mr. Creepy Joe was his email tag.
All right.
So.
Shit.
Okay, so.
This is what Bill was worried about.
Normally, I would start at the top.
Quit sitting like you're trying to wait for somebody to enter you. Close your legs a little bit. Stop being a whore.
Well, Shane's out of toilet paper, so he couldn't pay me in TP.
And then Bill,
this is going to get better as I get my stuff together. I've got to make my first two payments, so it'll be about 2 months or so. And then I plan to buy a second of this monitor, and then I plan to double mount them right here. So they'll be up above. That's my plan so far.
That's legit.
Hold on, I'm moving shit. That one we can all try to
slide
down.
No.
I told
There we go.
Oop, fuck.
Scooting.
Or I could slam my elbow into my phone and knock
so
over.
So normally I would start in the extra writers. We're going to skip that folder because it says extra, and I have a feeling like that's secondary content. So we're going to start in common writer chaser forms.
So unless Chad, I gotta pull up a.
Unless should we start in extra?
I have no fucking clue.
You don't know either. So let's go to common writer chaser forms. Chaser writer form. Hoopadur!
Photos.
Oh, I actually don't dislike this guy right off the bat.
It's not terrible.
That is not awful. Let's look upon him. Next. Okay, all right.
He's got a little shield.
He's got a tire
on
his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's tired.
Next. Oh, shit. Check out
Damn.
His bike.
All right, this dude went in some major points
Bikes!
Already.
Bikes!
Well, shit. If he gets into an accident,
hey, Bill!
I'm going to have problems at
what,
work.
What's that vehicle with two wheels that sometimes has pedals that you use your legs to propel
dude,
forward?
I can't even tell you how bad that was in that meeting. I was like,
dude.
I was like, mustn't scream bikes in important meeting.
Or at Shane's
right
wedding.
There. Don't need fired.
Don't need fired. Just imagine sitting in there, people making $120,000 a year, and I'm like, bikes over in the corner. They're like, get this fucker out of here.
No, that's the point in time where you say, I'm sorry, I have a disability from working here. It's called Tourette's.
Dude, I like this bike. I do, man. It's simple. It really is, but it's cool. Next. Oh, nice.
Oh.
All right, I'm digging that.
He's holding a little bike. Does he do something?
Does
that
he
makes
throw the
it
bike
big?
And make it big?
Because that would be kind of neat.
Does he Hank Pym that shit?
It's either that or that's his morpher.
Or this is just a fucking advertisement.
Ah, true.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the figure version.
Well, he's not a figure.
Yeah.
But this could very well be an advertisement but
or
it's neat.
Boy, yeah.
Whatever it is, it's neat. And it gives me a better look at his face, which
right.
I'm okay with. These right here, his antenna. Are those shocks?
Either that or they kind of look like spark plugs a little bit.
No, they're shocks.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
they're shocks.
Yeah, they are.
That's kind of neat. That plays into his gimmick. And this is an engine, right, a fucking motor right here on his fucking head.
Yep.
This
guy
is
neat. This dude is winning
a
lot of points.
Okay, next. Oh, that's what they were talking about. The chat just talked about it. He has a stoplight fucking axe. That's pretty fucking cool. All right,
so I'm going to rate this guy now. He gets a 5.
This dude is pretty fucking cool. And that's good, because
yeah.
I just dealt with some fruity shit last episode.
Yeah. Not me.
That's,
I was busy out of state.
That's him.
This dude gets a 5.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like he was sitting, like, in the upper fours, but stoplight axe sealed the deal.
I like that he looks armored. I like that he looks like a rider again. He's went back to that bug thing that I more prefer. I like
right.
his antennas being the shocks. I like his weapon. His aesthetic.
The engine
is,
part on the top of his helmet adds
right.
a lot of good shit.
You know, he is a super solid design. I think, okay, I'll do it with you. 5. I
Hell
do.
Yeah.
I like him.
Shane, he's got purple in a purple bike. We know how much
purple
you like
and
purple.
Silver is pretty solid, too. Purple, silver, gold.
I don't know.
And his belt isn't crooked.
That's kind of the only thing that's throwing me. Like, go back to the first photo, though.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now kind of zoom in a bit.
Whoop.
Because when I first saw this, I was like, okay, it's a good design. The only problem I have with it is it literally looks like something I could have gone to, like, Spirit Halloween. Like, it was like a silver ninja costume, and they just built some armor around it.
Yes.
But,
that makes it even better, because I can cosplay this guy.
Yeah, but right. here's the thing.
I'm not going to, but I could.
we've seen a lot of stuff where it's like not armor too.
Right.
And it looks really, I don't know. I get where you're coming from, because I could see that his arm guards are very much your standard ninja shit, and that his leg guards are very much your standard ninja shit.
Right.
You mean his shin guards?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I mean. It's just, it's one of those things where, I mean, it does look like it's slightly cheap, but at the same time, it's one of those things where it still looks good. So I can't give him a 5, unfortunately, but I can give this man a 4.8. It's damn close.
Hating.
Not too... Okay. You weren't here for it, but I'm still in a pissy mood because this dumb bitch was doing 20 down the motherfucking highway with the hazards on, about to cause a motherfucking accident.
Your favorite.
That was Nick.
Of course.
No.
Amazing.
No, most certainly not. Seth knows my car.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Shane.
Well, I'm looking at you.
And he looks at him,
and he looks at me, and I look at him. Catch up! Souls!
Well, unlike Seth there, I can give this guy a 5.
Hell yeah, okay. Join the 5 club. Down to you, Scotty. Do we beam this man up?
Not quite.
Over here.
Oh. Sad face.
4.4.
Okay. Close enough. This man gets beamed up.
All right.
I don't think anybody else is going to be topping this
motherfucker.
That
was a super solid start, so we're going to 4.84.
What the?
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to see some other images. Hold on. Let's move on from that.
What the fuck over?
Yeah.
Dude looks like he came out of a terrible Mad Max film.
This is his corrupt form.
So that's a bad guy.
Okay, so this is a better look at
bad
him.
Bad guy form?
Because if it's a corrupt form, that's a bad guy form, which means we don't rate it.
Normally we just look at them, and we save the rating because we're going to be going over villains and bad guys and corruptions
well,
and whatnot later.
Apparently he starts as a bad guy.
But he becomes a good guy like the green? Or that guy we just saw is his better version, his good guy form, probably?
Man.
If this is a corrupt form, we will look at it. We won't rate it, because we'll be rating him when we get back to him.
Yeah, they said corrupt original
That's
form.
That's fine. We'll just check him out. I don't know how I feel. Like, I don't feel
you
like
know
he's
what
as
this
cool
is?
As the last one.
No, Bill, do you want to know what this is?
What?
This is what happens when a Kamen Rider gets infected by the Borg.
His weapon is fucking sick.
Right?
Is that a fucking whip?
It's like a bow thing, and then it becomes like a shield fucking stabby thing.
And then a whippy
thing. And
then
it becomes like a whippy thing.
Yeah, a tail whip.
His fucking gun is pretty good. Like, it's pretty solid.
Right.
All right, well, let's check out the next one. That was cool, to be fair. Super Mashin Kaiser Chaser. Oh, wow. This has got, Oh, shit, it's so good.
Man, if only I could fucking see it. There we go. Oh, it's the same guy, just
he's
gold now.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. He's just gold, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It looks like that.
I really don't like that design.
Okay.
Like, the shoulder pauldrons, I like the spikes on. The helmet, I do not.
Oh, he has a gun blade. Yay.
2.
looks like he went super.
No.
No, I'm not seeing much super here.
Because he's gold?
Yeah, I heard. But then I saw his gun blade.
Yeah.
And then he realized that he went mystic.
3.
What?
He's got a skull on his boob.
You get points for that.
Wait, if this is still his corrupted form...
I think it is.
According to the chat, it's a gunblade that works.
Okay.
So wait, does it shoot the blade then?
I can't argue with that statement, what they just made.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I will give this man this many.
Okay, dealing so a four. At a four.
I don't know. Something about him drops me down to the three bracket. I'm like 3.4.
3.3. I really dislike that helmet.
You would? Okay. Hey, look at that. It's 3.14 on Pi Day.
And I would
have
clicked
on... Oh, fuck,
on,
it is Pi Day!
I would have clicked on this, but it's a fucking internet link, and I'm not touching that.
What, you don't want a virus on your brand new computer?
That's
hell
right,
no.
I don't want a virus on my brand new computer. I've yet to pay
son
for,
of a bitch!
I've yet to pay for this monster.
I thought we were doing good.
Okay, we are Kamen Rider Drive Forms. Type Dead Heat. Let's check him out. No, damn it, go back.
Huh.
All right.
He's
well,
got a tire on his shoulder now.
And he's got a Klingon tire sash. Klingon tire sash.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a seatbelt.
Nope. That's a Klingon tire sash.
Yeah, and that's his RPM meter on the shoulder.
It is.
When he gets into the red, he blows.
I'm thinking he kind of blows already.
Ba-da-bum-ba-dum-bum.
All right.
Next. Alright.
Sorry, I ran out of time.
See that? See that or he's about to henshin into something else.
That's a design flaw.
I right hope there. To God he does!
That's a design flaw.
So I'm hearing some negativity on this here guy.
Well, it's not.
I'm not digging this dude.
He's obviously not the worst thing we've ever seen.
Well, apparently this form looks like ass.
Oh my god, this
any, so that's a 1.88.
But any bad guy can really fuck this right, guy up by grabbing
go.
His helmet spoiler.
Yeah, no shit.
A helmet spoiler. I see.
No, Shane, that's not to fuck him up, that's to fuck his skull.
Yep. It's the
come
same
here, Ryder, it's time to give me a blowjob.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing that Wagon has with the handlebar on the head.
Yep. I'm
telling you, dude, that's a design flaw like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But
and you don't want to know what that little RPM meter thing just screams to me? Please shoot me here.
It's true.
All I'm saying is that he's not the worst thing
although
we've ever seen.
Although, to be fair, if you shot him there, it'd just be a shoulder wound. So, I mean, he'd just lose that arm. And be
looking at him here, and I know that normally this does not come up because we look at still frame pictures. I know that motion helps characters. And I have a feeling that in motion... this guy is probably cool. I don't know why. Seeing this image makes me feel like motion probably helps this costume a lot. But standing still hurts him because you can look at all the little dumbness to it. But for some reason, he has my attention. I can't explain it. I don't know if it's the eyes necessarily or the helmet or the red and white or... something about him has me interested.
Is it the late
like
90s?
Like, in movement, yeah, it would be all right to see. But right now, with still frame images, this guy sucks.
Well,
is it 2.3?
Is it the
yes,
late
and Ronan is
90s?
Saying it right here. Ronan is saying, yes, movement helps these guys a lot.
I can believe that.
And I can see it. There's something that screams movement about this guy. And just because of that, I don't know if I'm going to be in the minority here, but I'm going to give him a four still. There's something about him that I feel is cool, but I can't lock down what it is, but he has my undivided attention and not in a bad way.
He would have got a higher score if he didn't have that stupid helmet.
I don't know.
Accessory.
For me, though, I'm at a 3.5 only because the RPM gauge doesn't help him, and neither does, like, the tire thing, like
the
tire
RPM
set.
Gauge, the RPM gauge.
But, like, the spikes that are sitting on his arm that he could kind of use almost like spawn and, like, backhand somebody and fuck him up.
Oh, as that's well as fucking the, sweet!
As well as the fucking,
that's fucking
late
sweet.
90s, early 2000s PT Cruiser flame decal on his...
I'll
on
tell
his
you,
morpher.
I like his eyes. I told you I liked
okay.
his eyes. I like
he
his
gets
belt.
A
the way the belt.
Now.
I didn't know about the belt lighting up and shit. I like this here. That oh dude,
and, you know
that it, helped him a lot.
The meter on his shoulder is not the worst thing ever because it does you know
it, like it's kind of it's gimmicky and dumb
because it actually
practicality
he can actually
stupid.
He can monitor. Right. when he's about to, because they
when
say,
he's about to beat that ass.
They say that when it goes into the red, he overloads.
Right. Okay.
So that
so
what you're saying is he goes from Mach to supersonic man.
Yeah. I mean, he. You know, it's nice.
So he's going. He's going ludicrous speed.
Right.
Because he's having such a good time, Shane.
Okay.
2.2.
Oh, sad face over here.
Right. Ooh, that's fascinating, Bill.
So,
what? The belt's a living thing.
Shane?
Nice. That's yeah, neat. I think I am. I think I'm missing a Shane.
Oh, yeah, four.
Okay, a four. Okay.
Apparently there's a PS4 game for the Kamen Riders,
3.4, and yes, we know.
Type formula
Climax
super form.
Fighters, huh?
Bam. Oh, this is not.
None.
This is not affecting me the same way the red guy did. You got a couple pictures, but damn, this
they're
is
gonna
not
have
looking
to do something fucking amazeballs.
They're gonna have to be pretty fucking good.
I mean,
now
we're talking massive levels of blow my fucking nutsack off.
Yeah, holy shit!
I already
man
dropped my once already. Fucked up.
Wow.
No, you can change it if you want. We know you're probably not going to, because this guy's probably not going to get better.
Next. Oh.
Okay, let's talk. Look, I'm an F1!
Those shades go back into a spoiler.
Let's talk. Well, he has more helmet design flaws. Other than the spoiler, he has the dumbass wings sticking out of him.
God damn.
More stuff for the enemy to grab.
Unfortunately, the more I stare at those glasses, the more I think that I watched Team Four Stars did their thing last night, the preview of things to come, and they ended up doing episode 2 of their original cartoon. So now all I can think of is the fucking blind grandma with the fucking giant.
I didn't see it.
I understand.
I was busy.
I kind of figured.
I understand that
playing
he's
Zelda. And Stellaris, and just hanging out and having a good night last night. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch YouTube. I didn't fuck around on my phone. I enjoyed the company of my friend. It was nice. Bill's looking at me weird. So, no, I didn't see
Team Four Star. So he's based on a Formula car, and I knew
that.
Yeah,
it's a Formula One race car.
That's fine.
It's a piece of shit. He gets a one.
Listen. Listen, I'm all for it.
All right, I lied. He gets a 0.5.
Here's the is this
product placement?
I was going to say, is that product placement all over this rider?
Yes, 0.5.
Zero. I changed my mind.
Sellout rider.
First off, being a common rider don't pay the fucking bills, okay? Sometimes you need to sell out so you can pay the bills.
I get that these aren't actual. They're not companies.
How do you know?
They're faux companies.
No, they're just fucking fake-ass stickers. He's not actually... I doubt there's an actual company that you could link back. Maybe. I doubt it. Maybe if you looked up Dimension Cab, is that a real thing?
Probably.
Because if it's a real thing, he's Sellout Rider.
Oh, wow. Okay,
no, they're
okay
saying they're not real brands.
I don't think they are.
I figured, because it's still on theme. These guys are vehicles.
Yes.
You know what's great about fucking Formula One? Same thing with NASCAR. Them motherfuckers need money. How do you make money? I slap a Viagra sticker on my fucking car, and Viagra gives
usually
me money.
Usually on the ass of your car.
Usually
though.
That's how yes I get something else, and it ain't money.
those are the names?
Thankfully, the names, I haven't got to that point yet.
Those names actually mean something.
I haven't
something
either, but. I have been told that it's supposed to be quite the deal. We have a friend who takes it regularly.
Yeah.
And I'm using friend very loosely here. Very loosely.
The reason he has to take it, though, is because he buys badass German beers
and
that
they
have a label.
And they fucked his dick up.
Yeah. They have a label on them that says, do not drink more than one of these in a 24-hour period. And he chugs about 6 of them a day. So he kind of needs it.
Yeah.
Poor limp dick.
Yeah. Oh. Whiskey dick does not begin to explain.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like his gun either.
Point 3. Man, he's losing points.
Usually.
He's slowly edging to the perfect 0.
Usually
I already gave him a perfect 0.
Usually I defend the guys that have sunglasses and stuff.
Dude, this guy is so bad.
But his sunglasses goes into
a spoiler.
Look, I get that people want to explain the stickers.
Look, y'all did explain the stickers. I think they look stupid.
It doesn't change the fact that that is exactly what he is. No matter how you explain the stickers, he is just like any other fucking Formula One race car. Those are advertisements. He is slapped with advertisements.
He's advertising his own abilities. Be like, this is the fucking one I'm going to use to kick your ass next. And the one next to my fucking right nut.
I see that it is a trailer gun. They're right.
Yep.
But I still don't care much for it.
It still looks
now,
dumb.
Now, is this guy on key in terms of his gimmick? Yes, very much so. He's well the fuck on point. From his fucking advertisement stickers to his trailer gun to the design to the hokey fucking glasses.
Yep, he looks stupid.
Everything about him fits Formula One racing.
The gimmick is
that
on
point. That being said,
he still looks stupid.
I don't watch, give a fuck, or care about Formula One racing. So his gimmick doesn't grab me by the nostalgia boner.
Yep.
That means that the only thing I have to go off of is stuff I already don't care for, and his gimmick that I don't care for, and you already know how I feel about cars and Rangers and shit.
Yep.
I'm shocked the other guy got me the way he did, because this guy doesn't. This guy falls into the two. I don't care for this guy at all. He's a two. He fits his gimmick. If you are a fan of the material, you will like him.
Yep.
Because he fits. He's right where he's supposed to be.
Yep.
Two means if you are a fan, you will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The chat seems to appreciate him. I just can't.
I'm giving him a two because the gimmick is on point. And like you, I don't give a fuck about the gimmick. But it's on point and it stays on theme.
That's Sentai, not Rider. I don't like car themes. It doesn't matter what it's from. Robots, Riders, Sentai, don't give a shit. I'm not a fucking gearhead by any means whatsoever.
Look, I know my way around a car.
I can replace an alternator. I don't give a fuck about them.
Like,
yeah. Hey, Shane.
That's why Bill likes Beast Wars,
take your
not
time
regular
and explain to the rest of us how you like or dislike this man. Take your time.
But give your rating first so we can get that out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, get your rating and then explain in excruciating detail.
Okay. Well,
not excruciating detail because there's like 800 folders to go through.
Nope, excruciating detail.
We're trying to do two writers so we can go back to DVDs.
Nope, excruciating detail.
I'm going to give this guy a 2.3.
Okay. Now you can explain, because he's a 1.32.
Okay, well, first off, like I said earlier, I always usually defend the people that have hats or mustaches or sunglasses, but in this case, I can't. Can't defend the glasses because they go into that dumbass spoiler. that I'm sorry,
Shane,
but...
Shane, spoilers.
God damn it, Scott!
Now, I don't like his chest. The chest is awful. I understand. I know he's a car. That's fantastic.
Is it though?
But I don't give a shit.
No, it's
fan four stick.
This looks like a battleizer.
Yeah, it looks like a battleizer. You're right.
But
I usually don't care for those.
No, the battleizer. Even in Sentai, the battleizers are quite awful. Now, but this is
what? You don't like glitter?
The herpes of the craft world? The gift that keeps on giving?
Now, but he has his battleizer on like all the time.
Okay, there.
That's the problem. It's just on all the time. And I don't want to look at it all the time. I don't want to look at it, period, to be fair.
You mean like how I just had to clearing out my cell phone case because I had a speck of dirt in there and it was driving me ape shit? You don't like it?
What did this guy get? What are we...
1.32, so we can move it the
Yeah, we
fuck
can move
on.
The fuck on. What are we doing?
That's why I took the break to talk
listening to me,
because we're not doing anything!
Listening to me coerce Shane into going into excruciating detail to piss the spurt... Pissed a couple people off because it's fun.
It's fucking type fruits time.
Fruits! My God!
Wow!
He's got a samurai hat!
Okay, well, we'll see.
Like the only cool
thing.
Where's my samurai hat?
No, I don't think that works. See, the thing is, I see samurai hat, but then I see derpy bitch sword.
That'll be... Yeah, just focus on the one on the left.
Yeah, he's what we're looking at.
I mean, I like the samurai armor and the hat thing, but the sword is dumb.
This motherfucker's an orange.
Yeah, he's an orange.
Seth,
is allergic
run.
To this man.
I'm sorry, I kind of don't give a rat's ass. I'm in the middle of talking with somebody on Discord.
There's that.
I mean, the sword being an orange peel is cool, but...
Are you on my Discord?
Yeah, RPG64DS threw down.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll see that soon. Okay.
This guy...
Okay, well, that's this guy.
This guy holds the sword of Seth's Bane.
I don't like this guy.
What'd you give it?
3.5. 3.5.
1.4.
What'd you say?
1.4.
It's fine.
Sorry.
Oranges are not
very good. Little to no love
here.
He
gets a 2.5.
Like, I didn't pay attention to this guy, so quick once over. He's a samurai. I don't care.
He's an orange
two.
Samurai.
Don't care. Two.
Two.
Okay, all right.
Because he's on, well, not so much on theme, but considering the fact of he was talking with the fucking last Kamen Riders, which were all fruit. I mean, I guess. But,
so what'd that guy get?
That guy got a 2.28. Move the fuck on.
Type high speed. Okay.
That one's a little okay. Bit more basic. I'm okay with this guy.
But he's still got that stupid spoiler.
Yeah, the chat said get used to that.
Yeah, they all, I'm pretty sure all of them have it.
That means all of these guys are going to start off at a base of, like, a 3 and go down from there.
Does that motherfucker... Go back.
Yes.
That motherfucker has a hood ornament on his helmet.
Yes, yes, he does. He has a hood ornament on his helmet.
All right, so now he's sitting around a 2.5.
Huh. Well, again, it's a car theme, and they're at least putting cars a little bit better on theme than, I don't know, Sentai has, the 18 times they've done cars?
Yes, because the Sentai, normally all they really get is some dumb tire glove gimmicks, and, like, the helmet is kind of car-like. These guys, I appreciate one thing. Like, his face down here is all fucking motors and wires and gears and shit. That's cool. It works for riders.
Put on there like 3 times real quick to make sure I read it right.
His tire's on fire.
He's on fire.
So's his belt again.
To make sure.
Oh my God.
I was like, wait, what?
Okay, we're rating this guy.
4.5.
Wow.
I'm in a 3.5.
I think this guy looks fucking neat. If it didn't have the stupid spoiler, he'd get even more.
2.9.
Maybe it's his colors. Something's throwing me off. 3.4.
I like the colors. The black and silver. And then that tire is red when it's not on fire.
3.52. Moving on.
Type proto speed.
What?
The
now
prototype.
This, I like more. Be it as cliche as it is,
oh,
I...
Wait, what's
black
that?
Black works.
What's that? It's a lack of a...
Wait, does he
spoiler?
Not have a spoiler, or is that just this picture? Next.
He doesn't have a spoiler! Spoiler! Holla fucking Luya!
He has head fins.
And he's black and silver and purple.
He has head fins, but you can count that up to the same kind of aesthetic as, like, Batman and Catwoman and so
it's
many other fucking things.
Bam, done.
The color scheme reminds me of some of the grunts from... these type of shows, so...
Like I said, yeah. I've liked their faces. I like the eyes. I like the fact that the lower part of the face is all engine shit.
Right.
I like that.
Yep.
I like that they all have these lights.
Because he's right here!
Alright, so... Okay, let's see.
Fucking sweet.
Okay. This is bad. Okay, this is not fair. But my name's in this, so he gets a 5.
I kind of figured... That's
this guy gets a 5 too. Look at his fucking eyes in the shadows.
He kind of looks
dude
like
is
for
cool.
A second I thought he was in space.
No, I think that's his henshin. He
wait,
he pulls up
wait,
the highway.
You thought he was
in...
Splash!
There you go.
I was waiting for it.
I was like, Scott missed it. What?
Scott's like, this guy's so cool. Wait. What?
I like him. 4.8. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He looks great and all, but he... Proto, so...
He looks awesome, but because Shane's fucking rage boner... Well, not rage boner, but fucking... love boner for his own name. I have to give him a 4 to kind of balance it out.
What the shit, Seth? The dude's cool. Oh, fuck that.
To balance it out.
You 4. Rate this motherfucker appropriately.
That is not appropriately.
He's at a 4.56. He's still up in the tops.
He's the second best.
Yeah, I know.
That first guy was pretty fucking
good.
Yeah, he was.
Type special. Ooh, I don't like this guy.
Terrible. He's not great, but he's not terrible.
Look, I don't want fucking
He stole Ecliptor's knees.
Yeah.
He wasn't using them.
He's dead.
Not wrong.
He
stole more than
he
that.
He stole a lot of Ecliptor's shit.
Ecliptor's dead, so he ain't
like,
using it.
He was like, what's all this shit on the ground over here? Looks like some fucking dead Ecliptor. He ain't using it.
Fuck it.
Let me get this Ecliptor shoulder pad, Ecliptor arms.
It's my shit.
No,
my
he went down to the Ecliptor Emporium. They were having a closeout sale.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were like, we only had one customer and he doesn't buy shit anymore. We don't know what the fuck happened.
Oh, he did.
Oh.
I wonder if it had something to do with that wave that happened like 20 years ago.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, what the hell is that thing behind him? Because for a second it looked like a riding lawnmower.
It's a future chair.
That would be amazing.
No, yeah. Seriously, though, look at it. Does that not kind of look like a riding lawnmower?
Bill,
Shane.
Scott said it. It's a future chair.
Oh, my God.
No, because it's got wheels.
Future chair. Boop.
Can't be a future chair.
Future chair. Boop.
Okay.
It's a future chair in the past.
Shane, rate the only man still shopping at Ecliptor R Us.
Okay. No, Ecliptors are this guy.
Okay, well, because it's probably not a riding lawnmower, but if it was, he'd get a 5. Easily a 5 if it was a riding
lawnmower.
And that thing behind him is his gun, the chat says. It's a car door gun.
That's a big-ass gun.
Open it into this guy's face and give him a fucking 2. I don't know what it is. Something is very off-putting. I don't care at all.
See, I wish I wouldn't have known that it was a car door gun. Cause
I don't like this undersuit.
Now he gets a 1.5.
I don't like this weird undersuit thing. I don't like that he basically stole parts from Ecliptor. I don't think his helmet's as cool as the other people I've seen. I don't know. This guy is not doing anything for me.
Well, they ruined it. I had a picture in my head of a riding
lawnmower
rider. And
don't worry, guys. I'll be there in like 6 hours.
This thing only goes.
No, it's souped up.
I'll be there in 5.5 hours.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I got to stop for this.
I am picturing a rider on a riding lawnmower. But no, this guy,
lawn care riders.
Well, we can't quite call him lawnmower man. I mean,
it's true.
Might get sued.
It's copyright. We'd have to put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it.
And then it would be 7 hours to get there.
I'm going
to
give this guy
a... Because the mohawk would cause too much drag.
2.
Shane drops a deuce.
I'll give him a 2.5.
All right, Nick M in the chat gets 100 points.
Okay.
He gets 100 Shane points.
Type
Hank
speed
Hill Rider.
Form.
Yep, Hank Hill Rider.
My favorite color!
You still got that stupid spoiler!
That's why they don't get perfect scores!
That's because I think he's like the first dude.
That is, yeah, he's the first. He's the first guy, but he's been... This is his base form, it says.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking solid.
5.
Yeah.
Give him a gun arm and give him a scarf and oh man, that's Proto Man Rider. And a shield.
Wow, man. Yeah.
There's his car.
That's a sweet car.
Dude, all right. So
I like this guy because I like, well, the color scheme, that's not fair. That's, once again, that's a bias.
Yeah, once again, like
yeah,
I said,
but it works,
I like
really
his helmet.
Well for him.
The helmet's really, other than the spoiler, the helmet is really cool.
I even kind of dig his car.
The car is sweet. It's a nice car. I like this. This guy's going to get, once again, because the spoiler hurts him, he's going to get a 4.5.
He's going to get a 4.
Can't give perfect scores when you have a dumb spoiler.
No, I will agree to the 5, like I was saying before. If they would have got rid of the fucking RPM gauge, because it's kind of impractical, the other guy would have been fucking awesome. So, no, I'll give him a 5. So, who did I miss?
4.6.
Okay, there we go.
I like him.
All right, so altogether, he's a 4.62.
This guy's in second place.
Look, if you can make me like your car gimmick, you've done something, because I don't like car gimmicks.
What's this one, Bill?
Type Speed Wild Technic.
We gotta get a better
what
picture.
What the shit?
Please be a better picture.
Oh, not so much.
He's
not
got
helping.
A beer belly.
Oh my god!
Seriously, this dude has a fucking beer belly.
All right, well,
these pictures suck.
1.1.
This is what we got.
What?
The band did not help this guy at all.
Wait, I said 1.1. I fucked that up. 0.1.
Goddamn! Hold on. Just clear the whole thing. Okay, here we go. 0.1, and then what'd you say? When is it 1?
Apparently, this is a joke form.
Because it's a joke.
Well, he's got an Air 404 score not fucking found right now.
He fucked up a fusion dance. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's the fat guy.
Dude, this beer belly makes it's hilarious, by the way.
1.5, I'll be kind
you don't,
to this man.
You don't see
you,
beer
you
belly
know,
rider.
You know, if we actually got to see his
to
vehicle
be fair,
and he had a Segway... I would have given him
Segway Rider.
I
hate to do this, but you're talking about beer belly rider. That fits the car theme. I worked in Daytona.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. They're getting it down to it, you know. But I'm gonna give this guy a
apparently he had a firmware update error when he upgraded his fucking morpher.
Give this guy a fucking 1.4. I'm barely tolerating him.
Man, I haven't done this in a while, man. Go ahead, throw that guy on the list.
He's pretty fucking bad. I almost
wait,
did it myself.
Shane, did you just say add him to the list?
Add him to the list.
Yes! We got one.
0.8.
He's the best.
All right.
So far, Golden Turd Award.
Type Super Dead Heat. Oh, fucking cool.
Okay, fucking Doom Slayer.
Yeah.
Calm your tits here, buddy.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
it's seriously Doom Guy.
Yeah, it is.
No.
With the dumb spoiler.
It's certainly not Doom Guy.
It's basically Doom Guy.
You go watch
not that Doom Guy. I mean, like, Doom Guy from Doom.
He's
not
okay.
Doom Guy.
He's talking 2014 Doom and the new one that comes up in, like, a week.
Unless it gets pushed back.
He says, not that Doom Guy.
You don't like
no,
the movie
I doubt
Doom
it will
Guy?
Because they've already done all the fucking pre-order
yeah.
shit.
And it comes out at the same time as the Animal Crossing. And
right.
The guy
so
behind
Doom
him
guy,
is fucking
not.
Sick.
Besides, they already fucking
I'm sure we'll
it
get
back,
to him.
So there's no reason to push it back again.
But also, that guy's wearing that Ecliptor shit again.
Yeah, but a different color.
Yeah, but it's blue.
It's not that yellow. That
a
yellow is
color
green. Yeah. Okay, I said yellow. To me, it was yellow.
It was yellow.
Okay.
It was
yellow.
You're good.
All right.
Although that guy, to be fair, with his fucking bomb-ass car, he looks like he's...
He might want next so we don't accidentally score the other guys.
True. Fair enough, because I was going to start bringing up shit.
There you go.
Yeah, seriously, it's the Doom Marine.
See, that's why when I select the pictures, I try to get
helmet.
Them with just the rider by itself.
Yeah, but it helps to have fans that go out of their way. Like, we also get a lot of images because we have to move quick to be ready for the next show. Like, we get some Google images that are very not flattering.
Yeah.
Fans of the material, my hope is that they will send us things that they're hoping
See,
to kind
cool.
of push the material.
Just standing in some smoke and shit going, fuck!
He just survived an attack, it looks like.
It's pretty sweet. Damn, dude.
This dude's pretty pimp.
Yeah, I'm down
I hate
with this.
That spoiler, though. He gets 4.5.
I don't know. The
He's Doom Marine.
Sadly still on theme And
the car thing works well.
He's got a steering wheel sword.
No, he has a sword with a steering wheel shield.
Yeah, it's a steering wheel buckler.
Dude, it's so cool.
4.8.
Okay.
He's edging up.
Okay, this dude was pretty fucking sweet.
4.8.
I'll do
one.
Now do a 4.8.
Really? You gonna be a dick like that, Shane? Just to top me by a little bit?
If you gonna try to Price is Right this bitch, 5. What you got?
I'm going low.
Fair enough.
I'm going 3.
I'm surprised that I'm liking these guys the way I am.
Okay, so he's a 4.482, so just a 4.48. Moving on.
Okay, we are now on Type Technique.
Third, fourth place?
Yeah, 34th. Oh, hey, that was that's the guy that got the fucked up firmware with the beer belly.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I think he's supposed to be a
Mack truck.
No, because the helmet head looks like he's got a fucking pinchy grab, like he's supposed to be a fucking dozer.
What are you doing there, Shane?
Like a backhoe type of thing.
I am.
Messaging his wife.
Your wife ain't a part of this episode?
Well, this guy sucks.
You're talking about wanting to do an actual 8-hour broadcast. You can't get through one.
Buddy, this is important.
Okay.
He's trying to have her order the right color dildo for his butthole.
Dude.
What
the fuck with his weapon?
At least it's not coming from his dick.
It would probably end up being more entertaining.
In this show, that would have gained him points.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, for God's sakes, the train with the big dick gun. So that way you can rail them harder.
Dude.
This guy's got weird fucking chest marquee thing and no. No. It's terrible news.
Oh my god. It's
horrible.
It's so funny.
I just think I'm going to walk in right out of here.
What the fuck?
With the 0.5.
It's sucking his brain.
I don't think there's that much in there if he's actually walking around in an outfit like that. I do not like this, Sam. I am.
Oh, wow.
I do not want this green fag with hams.
Add him. Oh, my God, dude. Wow.
Add him to my list? Get your own list. Don't add him to that list. He ain't that fucking derby.
Ass.
Okay, so this guy gives him a 1.88.
I'm going to say that you notice how like all the derpy ones are getting, like, they finally get rid of the spoiler and he sucks?
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't have the spoiler. He still sucks severely.
2.
Yeah, I'm down with a 2.
1.476,
so 1.48. Moving on. Mm.
Fuck that guy. Okay, this is Type Tritoron.
Final form? But this isn't even my final form.
That is a sweet final form.
Whoa! Huh.
I like his plastic shoulder.
What about his googly eyes?
Oh shit, he kind of does have googly eyes.
But you know, that is pretty cool.
Oh my god.
He's got a drill hand.
Look at his fucking face. Now you can really see that he does have googly eyes.
Googly. Look what I said. He's got a drill hand.
Just slap him in the face and his eyes just go everywhere. You're like, ah!
He does have a drill hand.
I think that's somebody else's hand.
I don't know. I think
there is some. There is somebody just
connected
out
to his arm.
We'll go next. Let's see if we get a better one.
Fucking googly-eyed motherfucker.
My gosh.
I mean, the rest
Holy
of him...
shit, he
like,
has healings.
Like, look at the rest of him. The rest of him actually looks pretty cool. And then you get googly eyes.
Yeah, look at his fucking wheel spurs.
Hey, hey.
He's got Heelys on.
That's fine.
That's from getting from point A to point B.
Sometimes
and getting little... run over by my cart in the grocery store.
And
some
if he's
guy almost ran over Heelys. A four-year-old in the grocery store the other day.
If he's on his back, he can just drive away.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, those eyes. Those fuck. That's so bad.
The eyes are great.
So look, dumb. I like the rest of him. But everything from the neck up.
Oh, man.
I like his googly eyes.
Those eyes are so bad.
Like, I like the side parts of his helmet. Even though they go into that stupid spoiler thing, but they got those cool, like, dragon-esque wing-looking things.
Yeah.
But those goddamn googly eyes!
Dude! Dude!
Just son of a bitch!
Oh, that's funny.
Yes! Commence the googling, y'all! Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
You are getting sleepy. Sleepy.
My googly eyes are hypnotizing you now.
Guy's gonna get a 4. For googly eyes.
Dude gets a 3.2.
I love googly eyes, man.
Oh, the googly eyes are great, but I can't take him serious.
3.
Scott loved it.
Okay.
Absolutely loved it.
That's hilarious.
3.74, moving on.
Not a bad score. Type wild.
Oh, shit. That's kind of badass.
Boop, boop. He got rid of his spoiler. He's got one giant-ass tire on
Well, that's that guy.
He's a Parisi man.
He's neat. Give him a 4.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
He's simple. He's neat.
I'm good with the 4 as well.
4.
Look at that.
Cool, look at that. I don't even have to, but I'm going to just...
Hey, Seth, what's the basic math on that?
It's a 4.
Oh, okay.
Type 0.
Yeah. What the hell is up with Deadpool Rider?
You'll see you later.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. 4.5. Well, that's him.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. 4.5.
This guy's kind of neat.
Black and red always go well together. I'll stick it a 4.
I'll give it a 4 also.
We're getting into some color swapping stuff right now, but they still seem to stand out.
Because there were changes, like his helmet went back to the spoiler. The other
Damn
one
it.
Guy didn't have the spoiler. What's up?
He's a 4.16. We went too high. We can't break the glass now.
You can't on Monday.
No, you can't, because it's in front of a no audience.
Mock base form.
Well, I don't think that's a gauge on his shoulder.
He's got antennas. It's not a...
You know who he reminds me of?
He's got fucking tassels!
Because of the color scheme?
Shane loves tassels!
Casher and Sin.
Good kinda, colors. Yeah.
With the fucking...
A little bit.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see? I've been doing it on my personal thing, that fandom with Reploid Bill. I'm sorting, like, fucking 9 drives, like, all the computers I've ever owned, all the way back to 1995, 2.46 gig drive. Fucking... And I'm sorting all these old fucking folders and images and shit into this computer. And as I'm doing it, I'm dropping it on the fandom with Reploid Bill. And I came across a Casher and load... 2 whole pictures. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it must have been when I just discovered him and I didn't know what he was yet, because that's all that posted was 2 fucking pictures.
2 things. Chad said it's kind of like a fusion between Casher and Sin and Speed Racer because of the color scheme.
Yeah,
oh, man,
and
they're right.
They say he's just as hammy as the Ginyu Force.
Oh, so he's kind of beautiful Joe then.
This guy just
I like
got
that if he
bonus
drops,
points.
I like that if he drops his gun, it can drive away and shoot at you.
Yep. That's true, yeah.
Well, that reference that Seth just dropped and made sure that this motherfucker is getting a high score. Look at that cheeky motherfucker.
I like the blue on his face there.
I like just how reflective it is.
I love how it's telling...
He's letting you know he's turning left.
I do tend to like his color scheme. His gun is fine.
His colors...
I like the single tassel thing that comes off his shoulder.
He's a Mach 5.
Dude, I like this guy. This guy's going to get a 5 for me.
4.8.
Let's
I really
mention.
Like this one.
His color scheme is so... Kasher and Sin meets Speed Racer.
Yeah, it really is.
You know
man,
5.
The chat nailed it. 5. I like him. I don't know why, but I like him. And I also
bump it to a
his
5.
His eyes
fuck
turn
it.
On under that visor. I like that a lot. So when his eyes are off, that visor's just a reflective blue, but
so
it's really sharp.
That's a 5. It's a 5. Chain's a 5. Seth.
Okay, cool. Guess what?
He's a straight 5.
He's a straight 5.
Hey, we found the winner.
He's a winner, believe
it
or not.
I think he's my favorite one.
I believe that.
I think he's my
favorite. I mean, the first guy was really cool, but that guy does take it.
Right.
I think that guy is my favorite one. He is so... Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Bill.
So it can only go downhill from here.
This is the net or movie version same. Of Mach... Is that Chaser?
Mach Chaser.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Now you've downgraded.
Oh, God.
It did downgrade some. Actually,
it downgraded a lot.
His helmet, the guy standing behind you is so much cooler.
I'm wondering if it's more of like an origin type of thing. Like, this is what he was before, and... Oh, no, fucked up. Time to go Super Saiyan and look bad as fuck type of shit.
When Captain Racer throws his mighty heel.
God damn it.
Seriously, dude?
Yep, I know.
Especially because his... Fucking belt buckle.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
What are we doing?
2. Okay. I don't like.
I'm not
Captain.
There's
Ryder.
Something about him. His color scheme and too many differences. And I don't know if he's supposed to be the same guy or what, but like something about him is just ugh. It man, that's highly disappointing. Yeah. Fucking 2. The first guy hurts him because the first guy we saw was so cool that you expect. That, like, other versions of him would kind of follow suit, and this really hurt him.
Yeah, this
one is... I'm
going to
give him a 3.8, just because he goes back to more of, like, an original Kamen Rider look. He has the actual fucking bug antennae, the fucking segmented eyes are there, you know, the fact of the mask almost looks like a fucking cricket mouth type of a thing, and then it's fused in with how everything looks now. The Captain America color scheme doesn't bother me much. He looks like the first motherfucker that we saw.
Yeah.
I'm okay with him. He's a 3.8. He's not that fucking awesome.
So unless
but
you're a plane.
He's okay.
Or a block of ice. And you don't necessarily have to yield.
2.2.
2.2.
I believe that because it's been such. Okay. Because we've gone into different gimmicks like cars and fruit. And other things. It's nice to go back to the original bug theme, even if it's only there hinting in little segments. But
right.
I'm going to give this guy a 3.8.
Okay.
Not as cool as the other guy, but you know what? He's not. He's pretty solid.
2.76. Move the fuck on.
Here's the TV version.
Still looks cool.
I think we've already seen this. I think it's still a 5.
No, he is different than the
oh,
other
yeah,
one.
Oh, yeah, he is just a little bit. Okay.
Does he only have one antenna?
Yes. No.
Are you sure? Because from that angle, it looks like one.
Maybe.
It might have got broke off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, he has two.
Dude, he's got the sweet axe.
Yeah, that one was battle damage.
For question.
Fucking sweet
axe. Yeah, he has the stoplight
axe. Yes.
He uses that for questioning people.
This dude still gets a 5.
Yeah, I'm leaving him at a 5.
Yeah.
I'm going down.
Why? Well,
not by much, but his face is slightly different. I don't think he's as cool.
But...
His color scheme is slightly different. His arms have changed a bit. There are differences to him that were not on the first one that I saw. The first one was so fucking good. This dude's at like a 4-5. He's getting to where he's going to be super fucking cool.
I'm gonna drop mine down to.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like a middle ground.
I'm doing 4.7.
4.4.
Wait, so are you actually changing yours?
Yeah, 4.4.
God damn it! Now I have to redo the entire fucking thing. Hold on, 5
plus 5
plus 4.4 plus. You said 4.7, right, Scotty? Yep. Okay, and Bill Guy gave 4.5.
Yeah.
Okay. 4.72, move the fuck on.
Okay, we are on Mock Dead Heat.
And is it sad that we were disappointed by that, but he's still at 4.72?
Yeah,
I can't enhance it, though, so next.
That looks so cool, though.
I know.
I can't see it well enough to say if it's cool or not.
It's because we're
using
we're using the standard, because it's a new computer, it came with the standard Windows fucking...
The standard bullshit.
Yeah, yep. the standard fucking file viewer, the photo
viewer.
Thing.
Yep.
And that, I actually think, is inferior to the one that they used to use back in fucking 98.
Because
yep. That's the one that I was using with the show when we first started doing this. You always see me go click it and then say open with, and I was going down to the 98 one and clicking it because
yep.
I thought it was better. This is why. On the 98 one, I could have used this little roller fucking thing and I could have zoomed in, and here it's like, go fuck yourself.
Well, I guess it's next.
Although apparently you can go into settings and change
yeah.
it, but
I guess there is a way to fix it, so I'll have to work on that during the off and...
Yeah, well, me
it.
And Nick go out to smoke.
That way I can
kinda
zoom
looks
in
like
the
a
eyes
football grill there or something.
Football! They're ruining a perfectly good game of football. Rack 'em, sack 'em, football!
Fucking look at that guy up there.
But the spoiler became the front chin grill.
Yep.
It's a mouth guard now. Gotta play some of that there foosball.
He might as well. Everything's already shut down. I'll let him.
I'll allow it.
Well, now we're shut down.
It's getting all
why you in here ripping ass? You shut down the show.
Oh, well.
Okay.
You'll be all right.
Where are you?
Guy gets a 3.5.
Yeah, I think I'll second that. 3.5. I don't know what it was. Something didn't grip me. It didn't make me feel
three.
Fucking excited and shit.
Shane, it's football. You giving him a 4?
I mean, it made me
hey,
rip
hey, look
ass,
at that.
So.
I can basic math this. He's a 3.5. Move the fuck on.
He said football, so...
Okay, exactly. Mock is done. Villain writer forms. These we just look at.
Cool. I'm putting the phone down.
Oh, that guy was a bad guy?
Evidently.
Oh, he's so sick looking.
Man, when we get to the villains, this guy's going to get a good score.
Blue and clipped or... Oh, my God.
That is pretty fucking sweet.
And his car's sexy.
Well, not
yeah,
even that.
His car's
like,
sexy.
The reference I was going to make was that he's like fucking blue and clipped or like you were saying, mixed in with like fucking... damn it, brain fucking died. Guyver.
This dude is like reverse Tron.
Yeah, yeah, I'll agree to that.
Because Tron was like the blue with the black lines. This
yeah.
one's black with the blue
lines. I wish it wasn't a villain. Otherwise, I would have given it the reverse nuke.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have given him the ultimate praise, too.
Well, we'll get back to
that
him.
Fucking
yeah.
That car is just so
so we just have
awesome.
To remember not to burn our ultra praise and save it for him when
that
we go
guy
back
was
to villains.
So, what was his name again?
That dude was Dark Drive. The next guy is Kamen Rider Brain.
Brain!
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
He's got a big ass brain.
Does he have a cape?
He also looks very Green Goblin.
I can't see the whole bike, but so far I like the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to see more of the bike.
There is a brain right there.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That means the bike can think on its own. Oh, he has a cape.
Yeah, that's why I said. But it's like if you look at how the armor and stuff for him is, it's very Green Goblin.
Is that a gun blade?
It's a glasses blade.
That's a glasses blade.
Kill you with his sunglasses at night, buddy.
Those are his 1970s aviator sunglass swords.
Yeah.
Now he just needs a mustache, a donut, and a cup of coffee.
This guy might have gotten my nuke. But he's a bad guy.
Well, don't worry. Just save it for when we come back.
This guy is so fucking sweet.
It's a reverse nuke.
Bad guys are going to be pretty tough.
It's a Genesis bomb.
When we get to talking
Genesis?
Bad guys, it's going to get
boom, bitch!
Okay, we're on Kamen Rider Gold Drive.
I actually like that a lot.
I'm out of tea.
The gold and red?
Yeah.
I actually dig that a lot. That's a bad guy?
Yeah, that's a bad guy.
Yeah, it says he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's punching that.
And, of course, the gold and the black, which already work together, and then the gold and the red. The reason why yellow and red work, I figured out from color theory when I was doing web page design in college, They're actually complementary because they're the inverse of one another.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That's impressive to have three characters back to back to back that would got a five or higher from me.
Yep. Yes.
That's exceptionally rare.
Man, we're really looking forward
He's got
to some fucking villains.
He has a Zordon card.
Yes!
That allows him to dismiss plot holes.
Yep.
Weren't you gold? Don't worry about it.
He just fucking kicks you right in the teeth, but he never kicked you in the teeth, but your teeth hurt, and you're like, what the fuck happened? And he's like,
don't worry about
Zordon
it.
Zordon card.
Yeah. He's like, bitch! Don't view that plot hole!
Fucking... Yeah. You can't just edit out.
Wait, no, no, no!
You can't just edit out the kick to my face. Goddammit!
He used the heart of the cards and went, "You've activated my Zordon card." Oh fuck!
Shit!
But is that why he's a villain? He walked into the bank and just walked out with money. And they're like, "Hey, wait! You can't do that." And he
Zordon
just threw
card.
A Zordon card. Like, don't view that.
Yep, don't view it.
They're like,
"You never saw
what just
that.
Happened."
Yeah. Kamen Rider heart.
Oh my god!
Heart.
Heart.
Oh my god.
Wow.
This guy is sick.
Sure, that's a word for it.
Yeah. Shane, when this man shows up,
cool.
all
Damn
of
it.
China will know he is there.
That is cool.
I'm telling you, that's four in a row.
Bad guys are going to be tough. When we get to the bad guys, we're going to...
I see a lot of fives in our future.
Right?
Man,
villains
was,
are going to be great.
The chat was just dropping some zeros on this guy.
What?
They don't like this guy.
Maybe I'm different. Maybe because I
We haven't seen it.
No.
Look, there are things that go into this. I'm telling you,
sometimes
I've made
motion
the argument.
Helps. Sometimes motion
well,
does
the
not
motion,
help.
Yeah, but at the same time, what I'm telling you is like, if we would have reviewed Mighty Morphin and you'd have had no knowledge of it, you'd have picked Red as the coolest guy.
Yeah.
Because he'd have had the shield, he'd have been red, he'd had a Tyrannosaurus.
One of my favorites.
He'd have had the dagger and the power sword and the blaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, red's my favorite color.
Lupin?
Woo!
Why are the villains so much fucking cooler?
Why is he so goddamn cool?
I don't
cool?
know. Ask his brother.
Ha ha!
What, Shane?
He's got a mustache!
I am so
yes!
And his cape is fucking movies. Look
yeah, his
it.
Cape
it's
is movies.
It's movie it's reels.
He has a fucking
this
top hat!
This guy is so cool!
His hat!
Top hat, silly mustache, movie cape.
He's Knightley Whiplash.
No, if only he could twirl that mustache.
Seriously, though, it's already got the twirl.
Oh, his fucking gold jeweled kill you gun.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Now I'm torn between the reverse nuke.
Right.
That would have been so.
You mean the ultimate praise?
Dude, this guy is fucking. Look at his gold dagger.
Every villain you have showed me was a five or higher for me, and that never happens.
Okay.
That guy is sick.
We're done with those guys. Now we're going to go back to extra riders. Mock production rider. Okay, so it's just one, but we saved him. Whoa!
Welcome to the pilot, boys and girls.
Or is this the comic relief?
I don't know.
This is a sidekick. This has to be.
It said extra production, so I don't know. I'm just presuming this is either pilot or this is somebody who got made and they said,
that's
fuck
the motherfucking
him.
Stunt double.
Holy
But, look. This is the meme writer they
but
said.
Look, everybody's saying that it's a joke writer.
Okay.
But he actually does have an actual Formula 1 helmet.
He's got a backpack. That's neat. I guess? No, it's really not. This guy is terrible. We don't have to rate him, right? He's just a joke.
But technically, he's a writer. We said we review writers.
Well, I'm going to give him LOL.
So 1.01?
Yep, he gets a lol.
Backpack, backpack. Backpack, backpack. I'll go with that. I'm okay with his
lol.
Joke. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have ass, So might as well have Lowell for the joke writers.
I'm going to give this guy a 3, only because what he's wearing is actual fucking writing gear.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll give it to him. They actually went out and made a practical suit for somebody who probably isn't the actual superhero and is like the wannabe, I made a fucking Spider-Man suit because I like Spider-Man.
2.
Shane, are you going to agree with me and Bill with a lol?
I'm laughing, so yeah.
A lol.
1.606, so 1.61.
That guy and got an LOL out of 5.
That knocks that show out, and that one was a pretty good fucking show. I was actually surprised with how many good scores dropped on
that was
one.
It was
a far cry from most of the robos we've had to do in the recent days.
Yes.
All right, so here's the question. Do we want to go long tonight?
You want to go long tonight?
No! Roll out the toilet paper! I need TV
here's
for
the thing.
My bunghole!
Yeah, good luck!
Here's the thing. We can look at the writer folder. Is the folder the next one pretty big?
I have no clue.
You don't know. We're going to get off of here. I'm going to check that folder. If that folder seems long, we have a whole bunch of other material that we actually have to do, like guys that are still hungover from the 80s.
Right.
So we might hop into one of them if that next folder seems too long. So we will be back in about...
Yep, short break.
Yep.
15 minutes.
Yep, somewhere 15, 10, 15 minutes. Later on.
Fair enough.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.